Okay. What about a smaller frog that makes a chirping noise?
Tree frog. No, we call them tree frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms used for bait in fishing?
We used to call some of the most bad big ones about to be just sticking about that long. We used to call them gems.
Gems?
Mm-hmm. And my dad used to call them gems.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And they were about as long as they stick, some of them long and then just about as big as they stick. And then the smaller ones, we call them baits. B-A-I-T-S.
Okay, thank you. And what do you call an insect that sends out light on and off in the summertime?
Lightning bug.
Okay. What about an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies around over ponds and lakes?
We usually call it the devil's horse.
Devil's what?
Horse.
Oh, that's a new one.
That's all we ever call it, the devil's horse.
Well, I'm glad to hear these names because so many different names are used for the same things.
Yeah.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Doesn't sting. I was there once, but won't sting.
Don't sting.
You said sting.
It doesn't sting.
No, they don't sting.
And what do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Artichoke. That's the only thing I know that ripens underground. We used to dig them.
Hmm.
You know, when we was kids, we liked them. They're real knotty. They just got knots all over them.
Hmm.
And it real in the clear. You wash them off, we wash the dirt off of them. It grows on a high bush out like that. And the little tail was under the roots of them under the ground.
Hmm.
And we'd dig them and take them home and wash them off real good and eat them with salt. Now that's the only thing I know that grows on the ground outside of sweet potato.
Do peanuts?
Yes, peanuts. Oh, I forgot. Peanuts don't ripen on the ground. Yes, they do. Peanuts, sweet potato, and artichoke.
Okay. Great, I didn't realize that artichokes did.
I know you do.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?
It favors his father.
Okay. And if he acts like his father, do you say the same thing?
He got ways like his dad, his father.
Okay. And what do you call...
Lady. It's a lady to do.
She can come on. Is she okay?
She's been on with her.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Midwife. Midwife.
Okay. And if a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
In the country.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's go down in the country. That's where you say it. You mean the city people? I mean the people in town come to the country.
Uh-huh. Well, do the country people call them something behind their backs?
Mm-hmm. They think there's something cause to come out of Atlanta, and they ain't no more than we is. If you just follow them home and see what sort of house they live in, you that's what I was there about.
But do they ever call them anything?
Old city slicker.
But what about the other way around? If a country person goes to the town, what might the city people call them?
A country. You come to country.
Okay. How do you normally refer to someone of your race?
What?
How do you normally refer to a black person? You say he's a...
colored person or something.
Okay.